cute, canny lasses who start the show with a jaunty medley, the Barry Sisters.
Thank you.
masters, and from time to time removed to Derbyshire, in fact, at Glossop, the birthplace of a young man who's become the top impressionist in radio and television. Let's listen to the many voices of Peter Goodright.
Good evening. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Nice to be in Bradford. I've just returned from travelling around Germany where I've been doing a radio series, and it's very good to be back on the home ground once again. You know, travelling around, you do hear some funny things. Here's just a few of the conversations I overheard on my travels.
Is that a real diamond?
Well, if it isn't, I've been done out of 17 and 11.
What would I have to give you for just one kiss?
Chloroform.
Alf? Alf? What's the cat doing in bed? Oh, hell, I've thrown the hot water bottle in the garden. What is there to eat tonight, love? Thousands of things. What are they? Beans.
Favourites here in Bradford are Walkerman Wise.
enjoyed in Brantford, Eric?
I enjoy it anywhere. I nearly didn't get here today. Last night I slept like a log.
How do you know?
I woke up in the fireplace.
What were you doing last night, anyway?
I took a girl out dancing, and her shoulder strap broke.
Did she blush?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at her face.
A frequent visitor to Bradford is that little lady with the tall friend, Hilda Baker. Oh, I sure am.
song will be I Love Thee by Grieg.
Check it, because I'm sure about one of the answers.
Well, Alice of a Luke. Compare your own land with a foreign country. Well, which one did you pick?
Holland. Well, that's the right one. I know that. I said, in Holland, there are canals, the people wear clogs, and it's famous for cheese.
Well, what did you say about your own land?
I said, I live in Lancashire, it has canals, the people wear clogs, and it's famous for cheese.
Very clever. According to that, you wouldn't know whether you were in Holland or Lancashire.
Well, of course I would. They don't speak Dutch in Lancashire.
Your teacher wants to know what's different in Lancashire from Holland.
Oh, put that. The mountains.
What? In Lancashire?
No, in Holland. The Alps. The Alps.
In Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Bowen, I learned geography for 10 years. This is the first time I ever knew the Alps were in Holland.
Well, it just shows you live and learn.
In India, of course.
Oh, and where's India?
It's southeast. Well, do you know any geography?
Of course I do. I just didn't know that, that's all. And where's the east?
Oh, look at your atlas there. There's the continent of Africa. Next to that's Arabia. Next to that's India. Well, now, have you found it?
I haven't found Africa yet.
Give me the atlas. Look, you go down here across the Bay of Biscay, through the Straits of Gibraltar here, across the Mediterranean, Suez Canal, Red Sea, Arabian Sea, and there's India.
Where the Indians live.
Yeah, but where the Indians live.
Hey, they've got a long way to ride to fight the cowboys, haven't they?
You never got that question in your homework.
No, I got it off of me. He's got big conk with it.
Big conk?
Yeah, our geography teacher. Oh, you should see it, Hooter. When he knows comes round the classroom door, the rest of him's still on the bus.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, when he took us to the zoo, somebody threw him a bone.
That's enough. Take your boots off the bed and get in and get to sleep.
Oh, but I haven't eaten the orange yet. I always have an orange before I go to sleep. My mum always says...
All right, eat your orange then, but I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
Right. Good night, Alfie.
Good night. Don't make so much noise with that orange.
I can't help it. But it's a juicy one.
Wake. Alfie. Alfie.
What is it?
Swallowed a pig.
Talking in my sleep, you might get a shock.
Why do you use that language?
Of course not.
Well, what do you talk about? Nothing.
Look, I talk in my sleep. I don't know why. I don't know who to. I don't know what about. All I know is I'm never going to sleep. I'm never going to sleep.
Well, you'll never get to sleep with all that noise going on.
Please, Emily, let's talk about it in the morning. I'm too tired.
Look. Good night, Alfie.
Thank you.
going everybody's way. I think you usually have to save your face. You try to tell a funny story, and the trouble is everybody's heard it before. Well, I'm going to tell you now the oldest story in the world, but I'm going to tell it in a new way, and I hope you like it. And it goes like this. At 2 a.m., a kind old gent, while passing some West End mansions, espied a sportive youth who leant in evening dress upon some stanchions. His hat was smashed, his eye was glazed, his face had had a villainous tinge on, his stare was vacant, dull and dazed. In short, the young man had a binge on. The kind old gent in sorrow sighed, "Young sir, I fear you've plied the bottle." "Quite right, old cock," the youth replied. "In fact, I'm full up to the throttle." "And do you live here, tell me, pray?" "I do. Third floor. My name's Golightly. I'll help you up there if I may," and the young man thanked him most politely. Well, he took him to the third floor there and found a door and slammed him through it. Descended to the street again, it used up all his wind to do it, and there he found, it's sad but true, another in a worse condition. He said, "Young man, are you drunk too?" The youth said, "Solely supposition." "And do you live here?" "Yes, I do." "Which floor?" "The third," replied the Johnny. "I'll help you up then if I may." "Right, old cock, that's bright and bonny." He took him up, that graceless youth, and slammed him where he'd slammed the other, came down and found a third forsooth, who seemed to the first two's brother. Ye gods, he was a fearful wreck. His coat was slit, his collar flapping, his tie and work behind his neck. He looks as if he'd been strapping. The kind old gent remarked, "Oh my, are you drunk too?" The young man spluttered. He hailed a policeman passing by and grabbed his arm and fiercely stuttered, "For heaven's sake, copper, what's your price to save me from this darned old traitor? He's rushed me up the third floor twice and shoved me down the elevator." Green ginger and telephone calls at tuppence a time. And it's also famous as the hometown of our next star, although he has spent a number of very happy years in Leeds. A nice singer and a nice fella, Ronnie Hilton.
Together in this rocky old world of love. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like, if you will, to help me out on this next one. We haven't got the choir with us, so you'll have to do the little mice bit.
A mouse lived in a windmill in old Amsterdam. A windmill with a mice in, and he wasn't grousing. He sang every morning, how lucky I am. Living in a windmill in old Amsterdam. I saw a it's hardly surprising. She sang every morning, how lucky I am. Living in a windmill in old Amsterdam. I saw a mouse there on the stair. Where on the stair? Right there. A little mouse with gloves on. Well, I declare, going to clippity-clop on the stair. A windmill with twins in, triplets and twins in. They sang every morning, how lucky we are. Living in a windmill in Amsterdam, yeah. I saw a mouse there on the stair. Where on the stair? Right there. A kind of mouse with gloves on. Well, I declare, going with clippity clop on the stair. Oh, yeah. The dog is and so nice. There's nobody there now but a whole lot of mice. Oh,
yeah. the young fella. Young fella!
Good, he looked funny.
Oh, it good, it right sounded. You could smell me coming a mile away.
Well, I couldn't help it. What we used to wear on railway.
Foster Square. I says to a fella, there's a flip-flop, you know, in Foster Square. I says, I used to work here at State, and where's it gone? I don't know. The bungie done with shops. I says to this fella, where's Station gone? He says, I think they've shifted it to Shipley. I went to Rotherham, and I thought, change of air had done me good. I thought, I looked some of my old pals up, I says to a Bobby Pike, and what's this? I thought they were in Venice. It was just before Christmas, they were flooded out. I says, where do you want to be? I said, I'd like to go on Sheffield Road. He says, well, lend me a boat, can you row? I said, me, coming from Morgan, of course I can. I get in this boat, I'm rowing along, suddenly I see a bowler hat going by, I grabbed it. I thought, I'll have this bowler hat. A head popped up. I said, do you mind? Frighten the life out of me. I said, do you want to lift in me boat? He said, no, I'm all right, I'm on the bike. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Hey, I got a shock at Christmas. You have a good time. I went like dithery. Have you ever dithered? Somebody asked me to have a drink and I didn't hear them. I was passing wheat sheaf, passing. I thought, that can't be me, one down inside. Are you glad you come? There's a fella, a German. He's leant up against counter, this German, and the fella goes up to him, you know, Christmas time, full of the joy of spirit, plenty of money, he says, have a drink, he says, nine. Nine! He says, I'll have one, same as me. Oh, no, this him like a whole deck. Just to throw him out. Have you ever seen them Josie fellas in a pub and suddenly thinks he knows you? This fella goes, right, come on up that face, have to eat. No, where is... Have you ever been in Addingham? if you go through it fast, I've had it, you're through. No. You've been to Addingham. Have you been to Addingham? Do you like pump water? I already mentioned that. I'll alter it to bitter. He says, no. I said, I've seen these somewhere. Barnsley Market. No. He says, have you ever been to Isle of Man? No. We did last war. What, have you ever been to Belgium? Said, I've seen this. Were you in here last night? He said, I said, I knew I'd seen you somewhere. You could have all clapped their hands. It is cold, I'll tell you. Can't be the red hot gas asleep or boiling. Two plumbers are working outside a very big house and they get reported for using foul language. So they have to, they get reported when they go back to work. Foreman says, one of you's got to write a letter to boss about this language you've been using. What language? Oh, it's been come to our notice in front of this very big house and the very good customers. So this fella writes a letter. He says, dear sir, while working down a hole 3 feet deep, my mate passes over the top with some boiling lead. He spills some down my neck. I look up and I say, hey, Bill, do be careful. That Ronnie Hilton can sing. I were a good singer as a lad. I were in a choir 6 years till they found what were wrong with. It's good. Thousands on organ. It were me. I wouldn't leave, only joined for quiet trips. spitting feathers. Can they give us a bit of weird music there?
James Casey, and it is Wilfred Pickles saying good night from the North.